Everyone wants to grow, but no one wants to change. If you don't change the way you think about your customers, your business, your processes, you will not grow your business with modern buyers. You have to meet them where they are, and you have to create a company that creates the experience companies and people are looking for.
Kaboom! You're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, who is this guy? His name is Todd Hockenberry. He is the owner of Top Line Results. And you know what else he is? He is a co-author in a book called Inbound Organization. And you know what else? He's passionate about industry. He's passionate about growing your business. He's passionate about developing sales and marketing strategies that'll make you a success. You know what I'm passionate about? He's dropping truth bombs. Marketing truth bombs in this episode of Industrial Talk Podcast. Enjoy the interview.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, let's go. What are you waiting on? This is the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and I'm so happy and honored that you joined the podcast. Thank you very much. As you can tell by the tease, I'm pretty doggone excited about this interview with Todd Hockenberry. Oh, boy, do I love marketing, sales, branding. I love it from that industrial point of view and working with industrial pros like Todd. So let's get going. Yeah, thank you very much. Really do. Thank you very much for joining. I am so excited about this interview. You know, here at the podcast, Industrial Talk Podcast, we're all about the providing the content that is necessary for you, the industrial professional, the company, to do the best they possibly can, because you're changing the world. You're innovating. You are, from my point of view, heroes. Yeah, I nothing short of that. So thank you very much. But before we get into the interview, you know what we got to do.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, get your calendars out. Once again, I'm a big Gomer, Homer, whatever you want to call it for Reliability Web. They are fantastic. They put on great conferences. They provide incredible content. And they've got a conference coming up on May 6th through the 10th, May 6th through the 10th, Reliability Conference. That's in Bellevue, Washington, Seattle area. But that is the Reliability Conference. I went to the one in Las Vegas last year. It was spectacular. They know what they're doing. The speakers, the content, everything is top drawer. So anyway, put that on your calendar because they are spectacular. That is an incredible event.
Number two.
Okay, another one that I want to really be able to highlight. Get out your calendars on this one too. This is the fourth annual conference of the International Crisis Management Conference. And that is April 30th. To May 2nd, and this is in Newport, Rhode Island, the Grunny Resort. You can go out to crisisconferences, that's with an S, .com, find out more. But I got to tell you, that's an important conference to attend.
Number three.
Okay, if you're a safety professional, you need to go to safopedia.com. Safopedia.com, that is your one-stop shop to find all things safety. They are passionate about putting into that particular platform tremendous content that is specific to you, the safety professional. It is second to none. And so go out there and find that content. It's free. I can't believe it's free.
Number four.
This is the last one. Go out to industrialtalk.com. Go to the Industrial Academy and find courses. Find courses that are specific to you. Of course, I'm all about marketing, I'm all about sales, I'm all about branding from a digital point of view. There are tools, techniques that you can use today to help you bring in more opportunities, more customers, more prospects. It's a powerful tool. Okay, let's get into the interview. This is Todd Hockenberry. You heard in the teaser, he is passionate about you and your success. He knows what he's talking about. And it was funny because we were having this conversation prior to any of the interview, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just so fortunate to be able to have this conversation with people who have been in the industry for such a long time and who have seen it evolve and grow from a digital and marketing and sales point of view. He has answers, man. He has answers. This interview is definitely top notch. And if you are interested in truly expanding your business, expanding that sales, opening up other opportunities, this is the interview for you. So you industrial juggernauts out there, this is Todd Hockenberry. He is the owner of Top Line Resources. Enjoy the interview. All right. Welcome, Todd, to the Industrial Talk Podcast. This is Todd Hockenberry. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Scott. Thanks for having me on Industrial Talk. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. We've been having a conversation prior to this particular interview. It's been blowing my mind, and I've been enjoying every moment of it. And for those of you who like cigars, he likes cigars, so I like cigars, and everybody, you got to get into that. That's great stuff. Okay, Todd, let's get right to it. Let's talk a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and what makes you such a spectacular professional. Lay that foundation for the listeners of Industrial Talk of who you are.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I love anybody that's talking industrial manufacturing. That's been my world for 30 plus years. I started out in the automotive industry. I spent the late 80s and 90s running around car plants and car parts factories all over the US and Europe, and really got industrial in my bones and manufacturing. And I was a sales guy for years, and then I ran sales teams and turned around a couple manufacturing companies, was part owner of one for a while. And about 10 years ago, my wife and I started Top Line Results, which was the result of losing my job in the last Great Recession. It was an ugly time to sell things around 2009. And so what we decided to do was we sat down and kind of had a heart to heart and said, what are we good at? And what I realized was every company I'd ever worked for 20 plus years before had seen significant growth. So I'd grown up in companies that were in the industrial space that had grown significantly. So we said, we know how to help companies grow. So that hence the name Top Line Results. And the idea was that companies needed help both on the sales side and on the marketing side. And what we found very quickly was that our clients had a very large gap in terms of their ability to generate leads using online methods, websites, content, SEO, social, email. They just were not good at it. And so we realized there was an opportunity in the marketplace. And that's really what we spent the last 10 years doing is helping our clients grow using primarily inbound and inbound marketing and digital marketing, content marketing, social media, email, those types of tools, and really using those to connect with their buyers. Most of our clients were used to connecting in really more of a traditional way, whether it was going to the kind of standard trade shows or cold calling or referrals, right? Just the same old groups, you know, and the salespeople would do the traditional milk runs, right? I'm going to be out and I'm going to go stop and come into, you know, five different people. Well, that world's gone, right? Salespeople have a hard time getting in the door, right? People don't want to see you unless they need you, right? So what we recognized 10 years ago was that the buyer journey was changing in the industrial world, and that more and more people were completing more and more of the buyer journey before they ever picked up the phone and called a salesperson.
That's interesting. I don't want to gloss over that. First off, you're a trailblazer, which is really interesting, specifically seeing that need, seeing the trend in the marketplace 10 years ago. So you're a trailblazer within the industrial space and how you approach marketing, digital sales, digital branding. And I really enjoy the fact that you coined that buyer's journey, because you're absolutely right. People just go online before they even call you to figure you out, which is very powerful. Continue. And I'm sorry, because I wanted to highlighted, because that is absolutely, you Industrial Talk listeners out there, that is truth right there. So listen more.
And the reality is, I don't want to simplify it too much, but a lot of industrial companies still think like Henry Ford, right? You can have any color you want as long as it's black. Right. Again, I'm overemphasizing that, but the point is, a lot of companies still say, we sell this equipment, who needs it? Or we sell this service, who wants it? Not the other way around. They don't put themselves in the buyer's shoes and say, what is the process they're going to go through that they need to change? And what are the goals and the outcomes they're looking for? It's still too much product focused and not enough people and human being focused.
Yep.
So what we've tried to help our clients do, and we've been very successful doing it with our clients, is to help them understand how to create content, how to match the buyer journey, and how to be helpful first. The data is clear. The companies that are the first ones to be helpful win something like 60 to 80% of the business. I think 70% was an actual study that was done recently. So if you help somebody first, and that today is helping online because that's how people engage with you first. If you're not being helpful online first, then you lose the opportunity to have that relationship and to win. So helpful first online means you have content that's focused on them, not product content, not brochures, not sales sheets, but helpful content that helps them answer their questions, solve their problems, build context, understand what the options, what my options are, right? Understand how to apply solutions, where it applies, when it applies, how that's what has to happen up front. If your website is just a catalog, and I would challenge all your listeners, this would be right at the top of my list of things to recommend to your listeners. Look at your website and what are you saying? Are you saying, here's my product, here's what we make, here's what we do? If that's what you're showing, you're talking product, which is selfish, which is about you, and it's not about them.
Yeah.
That's the canary in the coal mine for me when I talk to prospects. For me, I look at their website, and if I see all product stuff, then I know the mindset, the culture, the way they think is not aligned with the modern buyer.
Okay, you're steamrolling with all these value comments. First off, once again, buyer's journey, I like helpful first.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. I can't tell you how many websites that are out there that are just electronic business cards. And they're just a static thing. And today, you know it as well as I know it, it is a dynamic tool to help your customer achieve whatever success they're looking for. 100%. That's what it is. I love it.
And I would bet that companies that have their websites look like that, that their salespeople act very similarly. That the way they talk to their prospects and their companies is very similar, right?
Yeah.
They say, oh, you're interested in this machine. Which version do you want, A, B, or C, right? Again, I'm simplifying, but the reality is if they're not business people who understand the issues that your prospects and your customers have and can connect with their prospects on that level, then you know what? I can find 10 options, 10 alternatives to you with a click of a button on my computer or a voice search on my phone. That's how close your competition is. And you know what? You're probably not as great a product as you think you are. Competition's so brutal right now. There's so many options. It's very hard to differentiate on a product level. So you have to do it another way.
It's commoditization. And we had that conversation. I've talked about it because it is just, how do you do it? And it was like the MyPillow analogy that we spoke of. It's a pillow. How is that different? I mean, if you've got a seal, a mechanical seal, this company has a mechanical seal, that company, there's a gazillion mechanical seal companies out there. How do you set yourself apart? And that's what you're talking about.
I have a great example, Scott, if you'll let me tell.
Absolutely.
We have a client that makes fractional horsepower gearboxes. All right. You want to talk about some technical niche products? Lower than 1 horsepower, fractional horsepower gearboxes. And again, very commodity, competition from overseas, all kinds of, you know, it's a component. So it's in the middle of the supply chain. It's the stuff that is getting hammered. They've differentiated by saying, we understand that the process of developing a new product that includes one of these things, one of these fractional horsepower gearboxes, requires that there's a lot of design, there's interfaces. So what they've done is they've helped their clients shorten the time to market by reducing the number of changes that have to be made, the number of tools that have to be built, and the number of iterations. They've compressed the design process, and they've made it easy for design engineers to put their components into something else. None of what I just said has anything to do with the product. It has to do with how they build their design, how they handle customers, how they make changes, how they create tooling, how they create prototypes and the first run production. They do that faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's their differentiation.
See, that's huge. And you have to, and we're asking companies, Todd, to think differently. Mm-hmm. And thinking differently requires a lot of energy and effort and to change the norm. And what I find with that reality is that if you're not getting executive buy-in at the top, it just, how do you communicate that with the executive? I mean, what you're saying is absolute fact, but still, people are very reluctant. We do it the same way. That analogy that you provided is exactly what companies need to do, but it had to require some executive intervention saying, we've got to rethink this or we're not going to be in business.
Exactly. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Product quality, great features, great materials, great designs are all important, but they're heading towards table stakes, right? That's the minimum
that's
requirement.
Bottom line. That's it. That's base.
You got to go up here. So it starts with the mindset of the leadership. And do they view their company as making this product, or do they view their company as delivering this value, this outcome, this success for the customer's point of view? So like, I'll look at missions, right? What's the mission on your wall? Again, I would ask your, this would be the second thing I would ask your audience to do. Is your mission statement just on an 8x11 piece of paper in the lobby that nobody looks at and pays attention to? Or is the mission of your company something that's living, breathing, connected to your customers, and something everybody knows and lives every day? Your job as a manufacturer being in the industrial space is to help your customers, right? Do you have a mission that's connected to that goal? That's where you've got to be. You've got to have a mindset that this company is here to serve and help these customers. And don't tell me you have great service. I don't want to hear it, because I've dealt with too many clients that say, oh, what's your differentiation? Oh, we're great at service. What does that mean? The example I just gave you is very specific. We get you to market faster than anybody else. That's a very specific detail. You can measure it. You can put a date and time to it.
I can remember it. I can consume that.
It's relevant to your employees and everybody else and every decision they make every day. Mm-hmm. And it's relevant to your customers. That's the mindset we're talking about.
Huge.
And when leaders understand that mindset, then they can adapt and adjust their culture to then deliver that outcome. And bottom line, folks, is behaviors are driven by beliefs. And if your beliefs aren't right, if you still believe that customer is a number to be checked off, or a sale to be just, you know, sent to accounting, then you're missing it. The mindset is the key thing to get this process started, because again, beliefs lead to behaviors, and the behaviors lead to the outcomes, which is a great customer experience, which is what everybody wants, right? How I convince you, kind of asked me a question at the beginning, Scott. He said, how do I get people to think this way? I asked them to reach in their pocket and pull out their mobile phone. And I say, do you buy from Amazon? Of course, everybody does, right? I said, that's what you're competing
with.
They're
lying if they don't.
But that's what you're competing with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The expectation that this experience I'm going to have is easy, fast, personal, in-depth, and is going to be personalized and customized to me, and is going to be satisfying at the end. It's going to have value. It's going to be the right price. I'm going to get it delivered fast. I'm going to get it all, right? I'm going to get quality, price, and service. I want it all. That's the modern buyer.
That is a great opportunity right now to take a break, because we're talking with Todd Hockenberry. He is the owner of Top Line Results, and he is dropping some industrial value bombs. Hey, Todd, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about 8 easy ways to grow your business, because, I mean, it can be this huge elephant. You're talking to place like, yeah, I get it, but where do I start? Because all you want to do is just, it's like, I got it. He had me at blah, blah, blah. I want to get started. Where do I go? And I know that you've got a blog out there that says 8 easy ways to grow. I want to be able to dive deep into that. Is that a good thing to do?
I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
All right. And thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
There is only one place I go when I'm interested in learning about reliability, asset management, and maintenance, and that is reliabilityweb.com. Their platform, their focus, their commitment to reliability is second to none. They want to build a culture of reliability in your organization, and they provide the content to support that. Go out to reliabilityweb.com, reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. If you're an asset management, maintenance, reliability professional, this is the only place for you to go. That's reliabilityweb.com. They're building a culture of reliability. All right, welcome back to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So that glad that you are here. We're talking with Todd Hockenberry, and he is the owner of Top Line Results, and he is also dropping some industrial value bombs. You as an industrial professional, you as an industrial company need to listen to Todd. You need to reach out to Todd. You need to pick his brain because he knows exactly what he's talking about because been there, done that. He's got the street cred to prove it. You just go out to his LinkedIn account. Yeah, he's got a great stat card out there. So anyway, that's Todd. You need to contact him. So Todd, I'm looking at this blog. And I'm telling you right now, just like me, I was there. I was there a couple of years ago where I'm thinking, well, where do I take my first step? I hear what you're saying. I like what you're saying. And I want to be around for the future, but I've got to start embracing something different for my business, for my profession, whatever it might be. You've got a podcast or a blog out there called 8 Easy Ways to Grow a B2B Business. And I want to go down those points because I think everybody needs to realize that because it's going to be linked on your podcast at industrialtalk.com. So let's go down point by point. Okay. Is that good?
That sounds great.
Fantastic. Number one, my man. Number one.
Manage your contacts. This is one of my favorites, right? I'll ask clients or prospects how well they're managing their database. And what I mean by that is, essentially, do you know all your customers, right? Do you know all the contacts at your customers? Statistics show that around roughly 15% of a database in any given year will degrade, meaning people will leave, change jobs, change emails, whatever, right? So you've got to keep up with your database. And the reason this is so important is that you should be communicating with your existing contacts and certainly your existing customers on a regular basis with high value content.
What is a regular basis?
That's a good question. I would say most industrial companies, if you're sending a good value-based email to your existing customer list every 2 weeks or at least once a month, you're probably going to be, you're going to stay in front of them. You're going to stay top of mind. Good. Again, I said helpful value-based. Again, don't send them pictures of the company barbecue. That's not helpful. It's not valuable. What's valuable is other stories about other people using similar products or services. Additional products or services that are coming out, accessories that might help them, things that would be valuable and helpful to them as they're doing their job every day. If you do that, you're gonna stay in front of them and you're gonna get more opportunities. Our clients that do that see roughly when they start doing a customer-oriented kind of educational program like that, yeah, they're gonna see 10 to 15% growth in that first year on average from your existing
business. That's bottom line value, baby.
From your existing customers. Yeah. That's not net new business.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
This is the 7 times more cliche to get a new customer than to keep an old one, right? Live that, right? Spend more time marketing to your existing customers. But to do that, you got to know who they are, which is your database.
Let me ask you this. In the case of managing your contacts, many companies out there just have maybe a spreadsheet. Do you advocate a CRM? And what's interesting, many of these products, these technologies that exist out there today to manage your customer or your contacts allow you to create those email campaigns quite simply. Do you advocate that, or do you just sort of say, okay, let's just start and just take that doggone list you got going and let's just get into the habit of pinging your customer with value-based content bi-weekly, monthly, whatever it might be?
Right. We would say that, yes, you should use tools, ideally, because there's such great technology tools that don't have to cost a lot of money or be a lot of work to set up and run.
Yeah.
In our book, Inbound Organization, we talk about a centralized view of the customer. And if you want to understand who that customer is, how they're behaving, how they interact with you, you need to have some kind of centralized place. A spreadsheet's not going to tell you how many times they were on your website, which emails were opened. They're not going to tell you those things.
It's so true. You're not going to get data. You're not going to get insight.
Right. So if one of your customers is all over your website looking at 20 pages and looking at certain accessories or products or parts or services, again, maybe that's a clue for your sales team that they may be interested in that. So you want to know that. So tools are going to help you. Tools don't create the relationship. Tools don't necessarily help the other person, but they help you help them. Tools should help you help your customers.
I love it. All right, man. That's just point number one. We got to start. Okay, number two. Let's get going, Todd. Stop wasting my time and everybody else. Just kidding. No, you're not.
Well, number two, we talked about a little bit already, which was fix your website. And again, get away from the product-based website. Talk to your customers. Ask them the kind of information they're looking for online. Talk to your prospects. Ask them how they found you. Did they find your website? At a high level, your website's going to do two things for you. It's either going to drive leads and drive engagement, bring people to you. It's going to be attractive, or it's going to build credibility. But I promise you, no matter what business you're in, your prospects, before they buy from you, are going to be on that website. So if it's not at least helping build your credibility, then it's hurting you. If it looks like it was built in 1997, it tells them, tells your prospects a whole lot about how you view them, because that's where they're going.
And what's interesting, and you're absolutely spot on. Many companies out there just look at that as a business card, and it's been static since 2000. And I'm telling you right now, you listeners out there, there are tools that are available to create a very interactive, slick looking, very powerful website, and it's not going to break the bank by any means. It's out there.
Yep.
So you got to listen to Todd about this, and this one's a big deal. And it is connected to your contacts, and they're going to look at you whether you like it or not. They're out there. They're going to be looking at that website, and why lose them there? Man.
And there's a lot of pieces to that, but things like, is it mobily optimized? Is it optimized for an iPad, right? If I go on your website and I got 4,300 buttons and it's the size of, you know, I got to get a microscope out to read the text, you're not paying attention to me, right? Again, that's the point, guys. The website's not about you. It's about your buyer and your prospect. Don't think about it from your perspective. And frankly, here's one of my favorites. Scott, I love this one. When a CEO comes in and says, I don't like the way that looks, I like to tell them, well, it looks that way for a reason, because we've done the research and this is what people want, and this drives this drives clicks. So I really don't care what you think, because it's not for you. Now, not many marketing people will say that. But
you have to. And that executive has to recognize that they don't have that skill set. And I recognized it. It was like, no, if I did graphics, oh, it's going to look awful, because I don't know that green doesn't go with purple. I'll just do it. And there are people out there that are highly trained, highly skilled to be able to make your website tell the story and sing for your customer success. I'm telling you right now, just do it.
And they've been a lot of industrial executives are technical folks. They're engineers, designers. Yeah. They have a technical background. And they would never tolerate somebody from sales or marketing coming into their world and telling them how to run, how to engineer a process, right, or to implement lean manufacturing or to set up a factory. But yet those same executives are super comfortable telling the marketing pros, I don't like the way that looks, or that's not right. They have no idea.
Okay, so that we've got two. You clean up that contact list, make it happen. Two, clean up that doggone website and make it more other focus, 100% dedicated to the success of your customer. And now we're on to three.
Yeah, third is update your own media. The reality is, folks, you've got owned media, which you control. It's what you own, your website, your social media, your collateral. Then there's other things like earned media, which comes from incoming links or articles written about you. And then there's paid media, stuff you buy. So, but we're just talking about owned media. There is no excuse to have owned media that is not consistently branded, that looks good, and that is all telling us a story, right? It's telling the story you want to tell. So basically, this is a get your house in order kind of thing, including your lobby, right? I go to so many companies that think they make high quality products, and I walk in the door and it's you know, it's like, how about a coat of paint, right?
Yeah.
It's not hard.
How about put it on a nice shirt or something like that? Don't come in your sweats.
Exactly.
Come on. Yeah, absolutely. You're preaching. Okay, let's go to four.
Create new content targeting ideal prospects. There's actually a bunch in there, right? Do you know who your ideal prospects are, right? Who are your best customers? Who drives the most revenue margin for you? Do you know who they are, right? Or do you just spend all your time with the noisiest, loudest ones, or probably the lowest margin, toughest ones to keep happy? So number one, you've got to know who your ideal customer is, right? And then secondly, you create content, which is articles, eBooks, websites, or on your website, blog posts, videos, application stories, case studies, on and on. You create content for that ideal prospect, right? So you've got to know who they are, what issues they have, how you help them, and then you create content that communicates that. Notice I didn't say anything in there about product. I didn't say anything in there about specs or specifications. You'll get to that, but you've got to have that other content first.
Yeah, man, you're singing my song, baby. I got to tell you guys, I'm salivating here. If you're out there on video, I'm salivating, and it's not a pretty sight. I'm bald and salivating. It is completely ugly. And that is absolutely true. And once again, I'm going to go down that road. It has to be done by someone who understands how to create that copy that communicates that other focus verbiage. Because once again, if it gets into the hands of an engineer or somebody that's doing it, it's all going to be focused in on that stuff. And that's not helping your customer.
There. Exactly. All right. Number five. Yeah. I love this one. Get everyone prospecting. Our book Inbound Organizations about how every single person in your organization is responsible and has a role in building a customer experience and building value for your customers. So taking that the other way, everybody has a role in helping you drive prospects to your company. And that could be using LinkedIn, which is, for example, one of my favorites, right? Oh. We all have connections on LinkedIn, right? Are we sharing content on our LinkedIn wall with our contacts? That's helpful, right? Anybody that has a LinkedIn profile can help your company prospect by sharing helpful content, right? Very easy. The idea of prospecting is almost universally driven by two people in the company. Either marketing is charged with driving leads on the front end, right, which is top of the funnel type awareness, or yep. Sales is responsible for filling their pipeline. I would say that what about your service team? Right? We talked a little bit about an email campaign to your customer base. What about your service team? Right? What about your training people or your installation people that go on site? Why aren't they connecting with people and asking questions and coming back with helpful information or intelligence that might help you open up some new doors? What about senior leaders and presidents? Right? Are you going to those trade associations and are you connecting as peers with other leaders of other businesses that can help you get in the door? Are you helping your salespeople open doors to the biggest accounts out there? I would say presidents and owners of businesses have the best chance of doing that because you can connect at a high level, you can connect the value at a high level, and you can build a relationship, and then you can bring your sales team in or whoever you need to bring in. Everybody has a role in prospecting and trying to drive new business.
Whew. Amen to that, baby. Gosh darn it, man. I'm speechless. Let's go to six because we're running out of time.
Okay. Call your customers, right? This is
boom.
Flies a little bit in the face of what we've been talking about with digital, but the reality is people still want to talk to people.
Absolutely.
Call your customers before you email them. Call them before you send a text or try to just connect on social. Call your prospects. But call your customers. If you call your customers regularly, and I don't mean just to say, hey, how you doing, value-added, helpful kind of calls, you will set yourself apart from your competition. They're not doing it. They're hiding behind email or they're just ignoring people. Follow up on your quotes. It blows my mind so many times I talk to my clients and we've looked through the quotes they've spent hours and hours and hours working on and they don't follow them up on a regular basis, right? Call your customers. Just use the phone and just be human. It'll help set you apart for sure.
All right. Jeez. Number seven. I'm getting all excited now. I'm ready to wrap this up because I want to get going. No, go ahead. Number seven.
Yep. Ask customers for referrals, testimonials, and case studies. I'll give you a little tip, right? Salespeople are always asked to give something, right? They want to give up some price, lower this, deliver it faster, add this in, throw it in. Always ask, right? Good buyers are trained to do it. So why don't you always ask for a referral or a testimony or a case study in return? Say, yes, I'll throw that in. But if you agree to do this 90 days after we deliver this and you're happy, you're going to give us a case study that I can publish on my website. Put it in writing. Get that in return. Easy to do. And 90% of the time or more, they're going to agree to do it. I've gotten stories like that from the biggest companies in the world, Ford Motor Company, Harley Davidson, Kodak, you name it, the biggest company in the world. I've gotten success stories from them by using that technique.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's fascinating about the whole thing, what jumps out, Todd, is what we're talking about is a pretty succinct strategy that you've got, that you can deploy. And that, to me, because what happens is that the day gets going and everybody's just sort of running around. This is very succinct. And the last point,
I already brought this one up, but it's follow up on your open quotes list, right? If you've, I'll reiterate this in that if you've made the effort to get to the point where somebody's about to make a decision, if you've gone through that investment, the best money and time you can spend is to run those all the way out and put as much effort as you can in to see if you can win that business. And if you don't, this is one I see a lot of people miss. Go back to that customer or prospect that you didn't win and find out why. Ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Be very self-reflective and look at your process and understand from their point of view.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the sales guy who says, oh, well, we were just too expensive. Because I promise you, that's probably not why you didn't win. No. It was other stuff. Yeah, go learn that stuff. Yeah. That's important.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we're going to have to take a break, but I want to recap real quick. Manager contacts. Let's fix your website there, industrial people. It is static. Trust me, I understand and I know. Update all of your owned media. You can do this. You can do it. It's all possible. Create new content targeting ideal prospects. You can do that too. You can do that today. In fact, you could do it tomorrow. It's easy. Get everyone prospecting. Absolutely vital. Let's call your customers. That's number six. Number seven, ask customers for referral, testimonials, and case study. You can do that too. Very powerful tool. And then follow up on your open quotes list. Do that. Do some digging. It's not that painful. So I love this. Now, you guys stay tuned. Industrial Talk listeners, stay tuned because we're going to figure out how to get a hold of Todd because you need to get a hold of him because my life has changed for the better in this short conversation. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back.
Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Industrial Talk podcast. Of course, you know it. We are talking to Todd Hockenberry, and he is the owner of Top Line Results, dropping once again industrial value bombs that you cannot, as an industrial professional, as an industrial business owner, ignore. I'm telling you right now, you start to take those 8 points, those 8 ways, and you will improve that bottom line value, grow your business, and get into that, I guess, strategy to be able to deploy. Just do it. Nobody's going to, I mean, you can do it. Okay. Now, we've been talking a lot about content. We've been talking a lot about how do we help our industrial customer. Now, I want to see how we can get a hold of you. I think the listeners need to get a hold of you, and I know that you got a book out there. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Yeah, Scott. The book's called Inbound Organization, and the book was written, my co-author was a guy named Dan Tyre. He's a senior executive at HubSpot, which is a marketing automation platform. And kind of they were the company that started the idea and termed the idea of inbound marketing. And the book is really about how you can align everyone in your organization around these ideas so that you can deliver that customer experience and create that differentiation you need to be different and succeed today. So we have a website called inboundorganization.com. And if you go to that site, there's lots of great information. There's additional stuff to the book there. There's links to all my social profiles. You can also do a free assessment. I think it's 33 questions. And you can get a report from us that gives you a sense of where you might stand with kind of the modern buyer with these inbound beliefs. That's free. You can check that out. And the book's available on Amazon, and you can find it in Barnes & Noble's. And you can connect with me on LinkedIn, at Todd Hockenberry on Twitter. And our website is top-line-results.com. That's our company's website. I'm pretty easy to find. Just search my name. There's not a lot of people out there with my name. And
I want to make sure that everybody understands Hockenberry. That's Hockenberry, correct?
That's it. Thank you, Scott.
Oh, man. You were a rock star. I'm telling you, man, I'm a better person because of you and this conversation. I love podcasts because I don't have the answers, but boy, I'll tell you, there are people out there that have answers And I get to just at least have a conversation with them. That is fantastic. Okay, listeners, once again, you guys hang tight. I want to make sure that you go to the website, Inbound Organization, and find that book, because it will change your, even if you're a professional looking to figure things out, I tell you, that's a great book to read. And then if you're a company that wants to expand that business and, you know, increase more revenue, whatever it might be, get that book. Get that book and connect with Todd out there. And if you're not connected with them, somebody's going to connect with them and they're going to take you out. That's the bottom line. Let's just be real. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Hang tight, listeners. I will be back and we're going to reiterate everything that we talked about with Mr. Todd here. Thank you.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, that's Todd Hockenberry, owner of Top Line Resources. You want to be a success? You need to connect with Mr. Todd out there on LinkedIn. He's pretty active on there, and he's got an incredible stat card. And I would highly recommend that you get his Inbound Organization book. If it's anything like the interview, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, I'm just really fortunate to be able to talk to individuals that are truly passionate about your success. They are heroes to me. You're a hero. You innovate. You're changing the world. Don't ever forget that. Please don't. If you need to get a hold of me, go to industrialtalk.com. Go to the right-hand side, says, get a hold of me, and get a hold of me. I would love to be able to have the opportunity to talk to you. You know, we've got resources out there, and we would love to continue to build on that resource and highlight you any way, shape we can. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Get a hold of Todd. Get out there and get that calendar lined up with him. So he's once again, an industrial rock star. Thank you very much. All of you, be safe. I want to see you next week where we're going to have another great interview. And then thank you. From the bottom of my heart, this couldn't happen without you and your support. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk again.